Hi, this is Sybil Wilkes. Welcome to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. And I am very excited today. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce and to have an opportunity to speak with one of my most favorite artists and illustrators and now author of another book. It's a new book called Heart and Soul, The Story of America and African Americans, Words and Paintings by Kadir Nelson. And good day to you, Mr. Nelson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be with you.
It is a pleasure to have you. As I said, I am a big fan. I have been a fan of yours for many years, and many of my nieces, nephews, and friends of the family's children have copies of your books, plural, I should say. I started out giving books for Christmas instead of toys and what have you. Mm-hmm. And amongst my favorite books to give are those that were illustrated by Kadir Nelson. And now I have another book, and everybody will know this now that they're listening to it, what they'll be getting for this Christmas mm-hmm. season. Heart and Soul. Can you tell us about Heart and Soul and how that came about?
Well, Heart and Soul, I like to describe as an American family album.
Mm.
It's the story of America through the eyes of a wise, elder African-American griot. She's about 102 years old. And her family story, her family history, her family tree extends to the beginning of the formation of America all the way to present day. And she's able to tell this grand story of America through the experiences and recollections of her family history, as well as through photographs or faux photographs of from her family album. So there are a number of images throughout the book. The book is illustrated with over 40 original paintings, and a number of the images have frames, painted frames around them, drawing reference to the fact that this is not only a vast story that spans hundreds of years, mm-hmm. this great American history, but it's also a very intimate story. So it makes the American story much more intimate and palpable.
Now, through your very rich words, as well as your rich and detailed art, you give us a history, which is, as some have described, the heart and soul of our nation, and do it so beautifully. Now, the griot that tells the story, she is unnamed, but she tells her family's history, leaving Africa, being taken from Africa all the way through the 1960 era, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And so how did you decide to do this? Because what it seems to me is, Kadir, is that you have taken this story and you, what you have done in the past with other specific eras, whether you're talking about the Negro Leagues or if you're talking about some other areas of history that you've talked about in your that you brought forth in your books. Now you put it all together in Heart and Soul. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I've been telling the African American and the American story piecemeal throughout much of my career, but Heart and Soul really gave me the opportunity to tell that story all in one place. And it came from a conversation, mainly from a conversation I had with an uncle who asked me what I wanted to do with my life, and I told him that I wanted to tell the African-American story through my work. And when I was talking to him, I was referencing just my paintings. I never thought that I would tell it through words as well. But as I had begun to write with my first attempt was We Are the Ship, the story of Negro League Baseball. And it was, that was such a really great ride, which lasted 7 years, at least in creating the book, and it still has legs. But from that experience, learning how to write and tell stories not only through images but through words as well was such a fulfilling experience. I thought that I would graduate from that, so to speak, and use that, both of those mediums, to tell this story.
It is so, I'm telling you, it is so beautiful. It's so beautifully written. And as you said, you are not a writer by trade. You are an artist, but you did work so well in putting this woman's words onto paper and telling us the story of our people. I'm talking to Kadir Nelson, and he is the author and illustrator of a magnificent book. It is called Heart and Soul, The Story of America and African Americans. And as I said, it's going to be under the Kwanzaa bushes and Christmas trees and all of that for my young friends. Now, what's the age range of your target audience for this book?
You know, I really hate to put a
good
age range on it because I write and paint for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the narrator of this book, I think of her as a grandmother, like all of our grandmothers, who hold that and know the family history. And I wanted, in Heart and Soul, to tell this great, this rich American history as if it were, in fact, a story, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as a kid in school, in grade school, I really wasn't a fan of history.
Mm-hmm.
That was my least favorite subject. But history only became a great interest to me only after learning that history is not rote facts in textbooks.
Right.
That's not what it is. It's a string of stories, and I love to hear stories. And I love to watch stories and see stories told in a number of mediums. So at that point, I realized that history began to come alive for me through these stories.
Mm.
And I would learn my family stories after talking to family members like my mother and my grandmother, my aunts and uncles and extended friends, to learn their stories. And then again, you know, that's when history came alive for me, when they would describe what it was like, when they would describe the last slave and their families or their experience, their personal firsthand experiences of making that transition or that migration from the South to the North during the Great Migration, or when they listened to Martin Luther King speak in person, how his voice it affected them, it affected everyone in that crowd. It was like they would say that it would, you know, stir their souls to hear his voice, you know, and the fact that he was, they felt, you know, he's handsome too, you know, that didn't hurt. So I'd put that in there too. So it was, for me, it was just a really great way to make history more palpable.
I think this is going to be one of those books which is going to spur, the way Roots did, is going to spur discussions amongst family members to encourage our older family members to share the stories, to have our younger people ask our older relatives about their stories. I really believe it's going to have that kind of profound effect on families and our storytelling in telling our own stories.
I hope so. It's an introduction to American history and African American history. But it's very, very much that which you described, something that will provoke conversations at Thanksgiving or Christmas, when you're sitting around with your family and you're talking about your individual family histories. And I really enjoy the fact that it could be something that will provoke people, readers of all ages, to learn the importance of this history and to find their family's individual contributions to the formation and the creation and the sustaining of this great country that we know and love today.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Kadir Nelson here on Sybil's Book Club, and he is the great artist, and now he has given us another book that he has written. It's called Heart and Soul. Kadir, how did it all get? I will tell you that my first introduction to you was through some of the books like Please Baby Please and Please Puppy Please, Just the Two of Us.
Mm-hmm.
How did Kadir Nelson get started as an artist, and when did you know that you were an artist?
I really don't think that I had a choice.
Okay.
I came out drawing and just loving. I had a really deep love for holding a pencil and drawing images. There's something. It's hard to explain. I often say that it's part of my DNA, and that love of drawing and creating images was so strong in me, I don't think it was something that could be denied. And fortunately, I had parents who were artistically inclined, though they pursued other professions, but this was something that they recognized in me and supported and would allow me to, it provided a space for me to grow and flourish in.
Now, you always apparently had an interest in sports. I know you did do illustrations for Sports Illustrated, but even as a young boy, were you interested in sports? Because it comes out through your work, some of the books that you've done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was, you know, my father was an athlete, and I would like to think that I was at one time an athlete myself. So, I played baseball, I ran track, I played volleyball, and played basketball, which was probably my greatest love, and I still play basketball. So, in learning how to, well, in drawing the human figure in mm-hmm. motion, playing, you know, whether it's a basketball, track, or what have you, and watching people dance or play basketball like Michael Jordan or so forth,
mm-hmm.
and drawing them and learning how to put that on paper, showing that movement, showing that energy, was another way that I was able to express, you know, what was inside of me. So it was a really, the fact that I was able to play sports and then make that transformation from sports to art was really crucial.
Now, not only are we talking about Sports Illustrated and the books you've done, like about Michael Jordan, as I mentioned, one of my favorite books, We Are the Ship, the story of Negro League Baseball. I'm just a big baseball fan. And the story of Joe Louis, which is a nation's hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
you've dabbled in the movies, dabbled maybe not be the proper word to give you, but you've worked in the movies as well as doing the cover art for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
How did those two things come about?
You know, it's funny. I mean, things just kind of fall together sometimes. But that's more of a simplified way of explaining it, because when I was a kid, beginning in high school, throughout college, my mother, she was a big, she was very adamant about visualization and self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
And she shared that with me at a very young age. So I really loved movies. I loved, of course, painting and drawing. And I wanted to somehow work in that field, although I didn't know anyone there. But I would take heed to actually a poster that I'd seen when I was in high school on my math teacher's wall, and said, you know, wish upon a star, but do your homework too.
Right, right.
And it was really, I think, a testament to what my mother was teaching me and my brother and sisters, and that she wanted us to visualize our success and visualize what we wanted to do, but also do the work. And that's what I would do all throughout my college. So I was literally preparing myself for a career as a working artist, whether it would be in the film industry or what have you. And, you know, very fortunately, after I graduated, I got an opportunity to work on the movie Amistad, where I met Debbie Allen, who was the producer of the
mm-hmm.
film. And it's really just kind of multiplied from there, kind of like a snowball effect. So I was very fortunate to start working immediately after I left school.
Now, I must mention that that's another one of my favorite books, Dancing in the Wings, that you illustrated for Debbie Allen. And also you did a book with a friend of mine, Sharon Robinson, mm-hmm. about her dad, which was an interesting story, Testing the Ice, a story about Jackie Robinson, and
right.
Which is another book that I've given as a gift. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how much of a fan I am. Mm-hmm. And I have always looked forward to your new illustrations, and now seeing how well you write and telling your stories. We're talking with Kadir Nelson and his book Heart and Soul, and the story of America and African American, of America and African Americans, and the way you tell your stories, like your griot, as she tells a story that, because most of us, As you know, on New Year's Day, one of the things that we eat, or some of the things that we eat, have to have green, and they have to have this and that and the other thing. But she tells the story that her father would never let the family had black-eyed peas
Right.
for which I think is that's the kind of stuff we talk about in our family,
Right.
and you bring that to life so well in your words as well as in your art. I can't tell you how much I have really enjoyed your work over the years. It's rich, it's so detailed, and it's so evocative of all of our emotions as you give us these people. I mean, from Please Baby Please, wanting me to have a little baby that looked just like that, you know, or Please Puppy Please and the little animals. And then, as I said, because I do love sports so much, the way you have drawn these characters and brought them to life for us in telling your stories. And it's no wonder, Kadir, that you've won the awards that you have. And especially when I think about your books about where you have used Dr. King, and you've won the Coretta Scott King Award, if I'm not mistaken, a number of times?
Yeah, a number of times, yes, absolutely.
Did you ever meet Mrs. King?
I did not. I got into children's book publishing and, say, the Coretta Scott committee rather late.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, she was no longer attending the the ceremonies. But, you know, I will say, though, that while I was working on the book, Coretta Scott, it was through learning her story and watching her speak, I could kind of develop a little crush on her, you know. She was a beautiful woman, and she had such a great story. It was nice to learn that, because her husband was in the forefront, and she played more of a quiet role in the civil rights struggle, but it was very important, that we learned her story, because her contributions were I think just as worthy.
Well, it is very important that we pick up your books and give them and share them and read them with our children. This is not, as you said, putting an age on range on this book, I think would be grossly unfair, because it is one that we can all read and enjoy. It's called Heart and Soul, the story of America and African Americans. And Kadir, I got to tell you, I'm hoping that one day I will see amongst your artwork something with cowgirls of color, a la Thunder Rose, because I really love that book, and I just wanted to see something with black cowgirls, because you've done so many beautiful things with the black cowboys of color. I'm putting in my bid for something for cowgirls as well. But I'm just falling all over myself, but I am such a fan, and I love your work. I love the fact that now your words and your art are coming together in books like Heart and Soul. And if you don't know him, if you didn't know him before, I hope that you have come to know him a little bit in our discussion here with Kadir Nelson. He is an incredible talent, and one that I look forward to enjoying for years to come. Thank you so much for joining us on Sybil's Book Club.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
It's been great to talk to Kadir Nelson. The latest book, as I said, is Heart and Soul. It's the story of America and African Americans. Kadir, KadirNelson is his name. And if you don't know him by now, you will know him soon. But go pick up all of his books, support him, and let's keep this this wonderful story going of Kadir Nelson. Thank you for listening to Sybil's Book Club, and look forward to talking to you all again soon on Black America.